And as we keep that soft, gentle energy from saying these affirmations, I invite you to reflect upon how we can consciously create a haven of peace and relaxation. And so I invite you now to close your eyes so that you can turn inward to the core essence of your being, which is constantly radiating a peaceful existence. An existence that is peaceful because it is constantly connected with the Creator. And this connection with the Creator is always there. There is a love song from the Creator being broadcast to you 24/7. And it is simply a matter of tuning in to that radio station, to that frequency that emits light and love directly from your soul into the cells of your body. Will you give allowance to receive that broadcast coming to you? It's within you. It's all around you, for your soul is everywhere all at once. Your soul that had no beginning and no end. And your soul that is connected with everyone, this family. We speak of this family, for family is simply another word for home. And when you come to the core of your being, it is you returning to the energy of home. And so from this energy of home, let us now greet the beautiful magnetic master, Kryon.
Is intuition from God? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a question this is. This month, and for the entire month, and all of the channelings this month, we're going to be talking about cosmic connections. What is it that you come in with on this planet that really truly is from God? That is from spirit, from that creative source, if you wish to call it that. The idea that intuition is from God is a good idea. For there are many who feel it is, who have perhaps been saved by that which is their intuitive thought at the last minute. It's a complex answer, dear ones. This particular subject is being expanded, and I have asked that my partner and his partner create a course about what it is, how it works, and some of the attributes and the questions that you would have right now about intuition. Is it from God? That's just one of the questions. How does it work? Does everyone have it? Is it just for a few? Where does it emanate from? Is it from God, or is it that which is intrinsically a human attribute and everyone has it? The answer to all of them is a complex one. Let's start at the beginning. This particular channel, I hope it gets you interested in something that is not only explainable to you, but is starting to be enhanced in the human being. Now, that ought to get you interested because it starts to answer the very question, is it from God? Intuition is something that all human beings come in with. The answer, is it from God? Only part of it. Let us get to the crux of intuition as you have experienced it at the basic level that everyone has seen, everyone knows about, And let's see if there is a commonality to it. That commonality starts to open possibilities of what might actually be happening. So many of you are familiar with the mother and the infant child. Mothers all know of this. A connection that happens between the mother and the infant. And this particular connection allows the mother to sense if the infant is in trouble, no matter where the infant is, in the next room or in the next town. And the mother knows it. Science says this is because of some kind of meld, some kind of entanglement between the mother and the child. The science behind it, they have something in common, mitochondrial DNA. They are connected. They truly are, because that is the same DNA. There's something, perhaps, that you should know. Is it possible that DNA is the answer to where intuition is? The other one would even peg that idea even more. You would have two identical twins. Somehow, they sense the same kind of issues at the same time, even if they're a world apart. Instantly, they know something. What do they have in common? And the answer, yet again, is DNA. So you have the idea that those two instances, well, they create a sameness of DNA, so it's very, very explainable. But what about the rest of humanity? When you have that which is DNA, which is not related to anything, and yet you still have intuition. Now it gets more complicated. I'm going to give you a premise. It's one that is taught in this course that I've asked my partner and his partner to create. I'm going to give you an idea of something that no one expects. You have an antenna array built in to your body with literally trillions of antennas that can do one thing together. And the one thing that they can do together, which is remarkable, is they can sense the field. Let us describe yet again the field. This particular subject, even having books written about it, is a field of consciousness that surrounds all of you all the time. Consciousness is energy, dear ones. Therefore, this energy is sensible. You can sense this energy around you if you have that which is a sensor. Your DNA is the sensor. You can actually pick up things in the field from this magnificent array that you have of DNA receptors. What has science discovered about arrays? Whether they're multiple processors or they're multiple antennas sensing certain kinds of things in the cosmos, they have discovered that if you have an array that would be put together as one source, eventually you get more from it than one item. So a trillion antennas are better than one, and you have it as you walk around. What I'm telling you is that the human being is built to sense things around them from the field. That's in your DNA. That's the sensor. Now, that's the news I wanted to tell you, that every human being has that. What about the time, perhaps, that you almost were in an accident? Something spoke to slow down or stop or not move at the light or something, and then you realize later that you had missed an accident only by a moment or so, or a fraction of a second or so, and something said stop, and something said not now. Let me ask you, do you think that was an angel in your corner telling you that, or was there something else? I will tell you, it's built in. There was something else. It's a kind of intuition which through those antennas senses that which is immediate before you, and it's survival intuition. All humans have that. If you're in tune, even a little, with that which is yourself, you can expect that kind of intuition. Is it from God? Dear ones, I'm going to tell you something. Not yet. Not really. This comes with the human package and is part of everything that you are and can sense. Now let's get a little more specific. Let's say that your DNA sensing the field is like a car. Let's say that every human being has that car and you drive around on the roads of life, but you drive around in a dense fog. You're feeling your way, you might say. And so you're discovering what street to turn left on, what street to turn right on. And all of this comes from sensing the field. You know there's a road. You know something is happening. You drive left, you drive right. But occasionally, with a survival instinct, your headlights come on. They weren't on before. And the mist goes away, and bang, you can see everything in a vivid way. The truck that is coming, the accident that is almost there, something you need to do immediately and obviously, and you do it, and the lights go off. That is intuition. Just a moment or two where the lights are turned on in that car you're in. And in that moment or two, you see something that may save your life. A mother and a child, well, they have their lights on all the time. They're connected with their DNA. The twins, they have their lights on all the time between them. They know what they're thinking. That's that DNA. For you, as the human being that's not connected, you still are. Every single human being is connected to the field in this way. Have you ever had a gut feeling about something? This is it. It's another kind of intuition, you might think. But you are sensing the field. Have you ever walked into a room where there was just an argument and you know something is different? You're sensing the energy of the argument. That's the field. Every single human has it. Turn the page. What if there is a fast track to turning on the lights? So that you could take that car and have the lights on most of the time, that would guide you to the correct paths every single time. Or a situation where the lights are only turned on when you need them and then turned off. What about a situation where you could expect the light to be turned on as you approach the fork of the road and you say to yourself, I don't know which way I'm turning, but it doesn't matter. The lights will come on at that moment. I need it, and they do. And you turn left or right because you see the correct path. Where does that come from? Now we get into the subject of enhanced intuition that is from God, is from the Creator. And that is part of that which you are studying in mastery. You want to know where it comes from? I'll tell you. The DNA is the antenna. It's always connected to the field. But the enhanced intuition is that which comes from a very sacred place. That is the place that we have told you about so many times, from your soul, you might say, where you start awakening to a bigger truth. You start to work on the cosmic connection between you and the Creator. You start receiving healing and peace and things you didn't expect, and suddenly enhanced intuition. I'm going to tell you where that emanates from. If you want to know, we've already talked about DNA, but there is one organ of the body that actually works to receive additional things that will keep those lights turned on when you need them, so you can actually plan on being intuitive, plan on having answers as you get to the issues of life. It's the pineal. And you may have heard this before. That pineal is developed as you then turn on the lights of your life. You might say that all humans are born with some kind of sight, but second sight, that comes later. That comes with practice. That comes with awakening. It's the same with intuition. Complex it is, but the beauty is this. Some intuition comes from God. The enhanced one, the one that connects to your soul, the one that keeps those lights turned on when you need it. Imagine, dear one, a time when no matter what you're working on in your life, you can relax on what's around the corner. Because in this spiritual car you're driving, that you have decided is yours and belongs to the soul, that the lights will come on when you need them to. And you will know which path to take. This is the love of God in your life. And the more you study the cosmic connections and delve into the mastery that is occurring for you, the more intuitive you will become. I am Kryon. This message is a great one, for it starts to resolve some issues for the human and make them a little more peaceful about what they can do. And so it is.